Hi, friends. I'm your host, Lee Nienheis, and this is episode 87 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today's episode is all about the Moms in Prayer prison ministry. You might be asking yourself, how does that work? Well, I was asking those same questions. Today, we get all the answers from the Moms in Prayer prison liaison, Nancy Turok, and two of her regional coordinators for the prison ministry team. Before we get started, we have Awaken Hope Idaho right around the corner on March 7th, or our Houston, Texas event happening May 2nd. If you're in the Pacific Northwest or anywhere in Texas, you will want to get to Awaken Hope. You can register for the event on the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org/events. Are you following Moms in Prayer on social media? I hope so. Just this week, our hashtag was active. I'm commenting from my social media accounts at Lee Nienheis, and Moms in Prayer is, of course, at Moms in Prayer. You can follow a hashtag in Instagram by searching for it using the magnifying glass in the corner and entering hashtag Moms in Prayer, then click follow. You're gonna love it. Friends from all around the world are posting, and I do mean all around the world. Then join in the conversation. Hey, did you know that your double clicks or hearting or liking a Moms in Prayer post on Instagram and Facebook helps other people and you see Moms in Prayer's posts? It's a painless way to help spread the word about Moms in Prayer. Come on, friends, let's get Moms in Prayer a little love, shall we? Show notes for today's episode, number 87, can be found on our blog on the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org. Now, let's welcome Nancy to the show. Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. I am thrilled to be joined today by Nancy Turok, Moms in Prayer's prison liaison, and two members of her team. Ladies, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Leanne. I've been praying with Moms in Prayer over 20 years and taking it into the prisons for the last 10 years in the Southwest area.
Well, hey, Leanne.
And I'm Valerie. I'm the prison liaison for the Pacific Northwest. And I have been in Moms in Prayer since 1988 and have been involved with prison ministry for 25 years.
Wow.
And I'm Nancy on the East Coast. I joined Moms in Prayer 23 years ago and have been in the prison ministry for 16 years. I've been serving as the USA prison liaison for the past 6 years.
Wow, you guys, I love getting to see you and know that not only are you involved in Moms in Prayer prison ministry, but you really, all three of you, believe in the mission and vision of Moms in Prayer and training moms to pray. And it doesn't really matter what kind of mom that they are, just that moms and kids need Jesus. Right, Nancy?
Yes, absolutely.
Nancy, tell us, what does the Moms in Prayer ministry do? I imagine there's listeners listening to us and they're like, wait a minute, Moms in Prayer is in prison?
Yes, we bring Moms in Prayers to incarcerated women. Our prison liaisons and our volunteers go into prisons and jails and rehab and transition centers, faith-based facilities, and more.
So prison really is just a catch-all phrase for incarcerated women, right?
Right. We go into these correctional facilities across the U.S., and we also have a growing global prison ministry.
The numbers of families touched by incarceration is huge in America, right? Nancy, do you have a feel for what those are?
Yes, just a few statistics. There are over 230,000 women incarcerated in the U.S., and 80% of these women are mothers.
Whoa.
Right. The estimated number of children of incarcerated moms is close to 1 million. And of course, extended family members then typically take care of these children. So as you say, there is a huge number of families impacted by incarceration.
Wow. I imagine as we think about these women that they have needs similar to ours, that the things that are bringing them into Moms in Prayer is a heart for their children. And that's what brings most moms into Moms in Prayer, is a desire for them to come to know Jesus, but also like that they would be protected in their schools and that their kids would become people of courage and faith. Nancy, how did Moms in Prayer prison ministry begin?
Well, Val here started the prison ministry, and I love the way she tells it. So
Wow. Yeah, tell us.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Well, in 1995, those years prior to that, I was serving as our state coordinator. And so in 1995, God just gradually brought me out of that position. It wasn't my first choice, but I was obedient and followed him. And he took me in a time of resting and preparing for the prison ministry. But at the time, I never realized it until a sweet Moms in Prayer mom shared to me she could see that God had a bigger plan for me. But at that time, I could not see that. Shortly after this, I received a phone call from one of their head religious volunteers at our women's state prison, and she had just come back from the National Day of Prayer and heard Fern share about Moms in Prayer. She shared with Fern at that time how crucial Moms in Prayer was for our incarcerated moms. What a gift of hope, and how devastated these women were as moms, not being able and feeling inadequate. They couldn't do anything for their children, but what a gift of prayer would be. And so Fern gave her my number and she called me. And then I went down to the prison and I went into the prison that night and I shared about Moms in Prayer to these incarcerated moms. Well, God just took my heart. Just going in just that one time changed my life. And then God showed me his plan, because at that time my heart ached for all the incarcerated moms everywhere in the world. But I had to wait for almost 5 years before I was able to go into the prison because of the distance. But little did I know, God worked it out that he built a new prison, which is just a few minutes from my home now. And so when I first went in, I went in as a volunteer with Prison Fellowship. And while I waited for God to open up the opportunity to have a slot to have a Moms in Prayer group, it wasn't shortly thereafter that I was given a 2-hour slot. So I have 2 hours when I go in every week. It's just a blessing. And so I have been volunteering now for 20 years in our state prison.
That is incredible. So if our listeners are wondering who Fern is, Fern Nichols is the one that we're talking about. She is the founder of Moms in Prayer. And I'm sure all four of us can agree that this world gets very small when you're a Moms in Prayer mom. So it does not matter where you are. You're only 1 degree separation away from another Moms in Prayer mom.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. For sure.
So Nancy, Moms in Prayer women meet in homes, in churches around the nation. But what do women on the outside, us that walk around free, have in common with women that are on the inside of jails and prisons?
Well, I've always liked what Fern has said. The heart of a mother beats the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. When any of us moms are separated from our children, our first prayer is usually for their safety and their protection. And this is usually the first prayer of these moms too. And we all have the same concerns and hopes and dreams for our children to be happy and healthy, to succeed and to follow the Lord. And their mother hearts ache too when their children are ill or face social challenges or they struggle in school.
So really, at the end of the day, we're very similar. Leanne, what happens at a Moms in Prayer group in prison? Are the hours like ours? What happens?
It's very similarly. We use a sheet just like they do in homes, and we follow the 4 steps of prayer, which are just awesome for the women to be able to see the mighty God we serve and to be able to come clean before him with confession and then thank him for what he's done and then lift up their children with scripture. So it's almost like a Bible study as well as prayer time.
Yeah.
And what the only thing that's really different is that during our intercession time, we have a period where we intercede for the caregivers of the children.
Mm.
Obviously, these moms or grandmoms aren't the ones caring for their children or grandchildren right now. And so we pray for whoever is. And sometimes, many times, it's a family member. Sometimes there are women who have lost their children. They don't have custody any longer. But we remind them that they are still their children and God wants them to lift them in prayer and that they can parent from prison.
Wow, that is powerful. Val, there are believers in prison. I know that for sure. I imagine life has happened and like they're in a place they never expected to be. Is that what you found too?
Yes, Lee. Many of these precious moms were raised in Christian homes. They went to Christian schools, were involved in youth groups, went on mission trips. Many of them had fathers who were pastors or grandfathers. What we see in the prison and in the jails is that God meets these prodigals and brings them back to Him. Many moms come to Moms in Prayer because they are so desperate. Some of them have no contact with their children. Some of them have lost their children and they have been adopted out. But just like Leanne said, we just share with them that God did not make a mistake giving them their children, that the biggest gift they have is prayer. And they start to grasp that. Many of these moms that come to Moms in Prayer may not even know Jesus. But they are so desperate that they will go to any extreme to do anything that has something to do about their children. And so when they come to Moms in Prayer, what a beautiful opportunity we have to share Jesus to them. And many, many moms have accepted Christ through Moms in Prayer.
Oh, I love that idea. This is totally random question. So any of you jump in, but at a Moms in Prayer group, we all sit with Bibles on our laps and we open to the scripture. I imagine that there are a lot of women who are in the prison who don't have that Bible background to just flip to a passage. So what happens then? Nancy, can you clue me in?
Sure. Well, we use the four steps of prayer and praying in one accord. And through this process, these women come to learn Bible verses, and they come to know through praise, for example, the attributes of God and how He loves them and forgives them through confession. And it's not condemnation, but it's forgiveness. And so they get to know Christ and God through Moms in Prayer every single time they come. And it's just fascinating to see the transformation, especially of these women who have not known the Lord before, or even many who have. They get into a renewed relationship with God, because of course they're first coming feeling extremely guilty and full of despair, and they believe that God has rejected them and doesn't even want to hear their prayers. So when we come behind the bars with them and we invite them to pray together, you know, they understand that God loves them and meets them where they are. He wants a relationship with them and totally delights in answering their prayers for their children. So they end the Moms in Prayer hour just transformed. You know, as Val said, they're filled with peace over praying for their children, because even though they're separated, this is the best thing that they can do for their children, and that is to pray for them.
Now, one of the things I wanted to share was that it's a beautiful picture. If you could imagine these incarcerated moms all dressed the same in this concrete room, everything is so sterile, but so beautiful as you watch them sit around the table. And many of them bring their Bibles. Their Bibles have been worn because they have read their Bibles so much. To sit next to a new mom and help her open the Bible, because we have extra Bibles, and help her find the verse and help her read it. I mean, it's not just us. It's these women that are coming, that are encouraging and loving on their sisters that are in this room. And I can just sit back and watch this, and to watch these sisters do this with each other, it just fills my heart with joy. I just get so overwhelmed with joy.
And Val, it's not just like a transformation of the women. You guys are seeing a transformation in the prisons too, right?
Right. Over the years of being in this ministry, I have gotten letters from chaplains saying what a difference they have seen in these women and how they have changed, that they are now have so much joy and peace. And they can see what a difference they are, even in their units, that the other girls are seeing the difference in them. And so there's calmness, there's more obedience among other incarcerated moms, women that are there, that aren't in Moms in Prayer yet, but they're watching our Moms in Prayer moms live the life of Jesus within their daily surroundings. And many correctional officers will comment and say, boy, is she changed. I don't know what she's got, but boy, it's made such a difference. And then I have a chance to share about Moms in Prayer to the correctional officers. And so it's just a beautiful watching of God work within the prison walls. with everybody.
You know, I find that so much outside of the prison walls, that when we teach moms how to pray, we're coming alongside them and helping relieve them of anxiety and teaching them to run to the God of peace. And when a mom is operating in peace, she's an entirely different mom. She's an entirely different woman. And that's true inside of the prison ministry as well.
Lee, I will also say that what I see happening is that moms' hearts are being knit back to their children. Even though they're physically separated from their child, they are being knit to their child through prayer. And that's what they want. When they are released and are able to go back to their families, they want that relationship to be there. And that's what prayer is doing, is cultivating that relationship.
Well, you guys, I'm about to bawl my eyes out right now, because that is the heart of all of us as mothers, is to hold on to our kids, and their arms are aching for their kids. Nancy, yeah. I would imagine that their intercession times sound a little bit different than other intercession times. Mm. Tell us about some of the things that you've heard and seen and the ways that God's moved.
Sure. Well, nearly 60% of incarcerated mothers have children under 10 years old, and they were their primary caregivers. So these moms are praying that their little ones are feeling the love and security that they need from their caregiver, whether it's a relative or some other home that they've been placed in. All of the children may have been moved unexpectedly, you know, to a different town or another state or another family to live with. So they're praying that they'll all adjust to this new living environment and to a new school as well, in many cases. And the relatives, if they're caring for them, which is what typically happens, is that relatives care for these children. These relatives and the older children in the family often feel overburdened, and that brings tensions and estrangements. So a common prayer of incarcerated mothers, as Leanne was saying, is for family reconciliation and for reconciliation with their children most especially.
All right. Well, I'm about to ugly cry now, you guys. And I imagine that there are listeners doing that to the same. Val, you've seen this too, right? That God's answering these prayers and you get to know it, right?
Yes. Well, I've been, after 20 years, I have been praying with some of these moms. You have to remember too, is many of these moms do not get out of prison. They're lifers. And when these moms come, the prison is their home. This is where they're going to live. And to see the joy they have when they can come every Thursday morning with their Bibles, and they're so happy to be able to pray for their children, knowing that they may never see their children again. And but we've seen prayers answered. We've seen moms who have had no hope, haven't seen or talked to their children in like 15 years. All of a sudden, they get letters from their children. We see these women. I had one mom specifically. I mean, she was so excited about the Moms in Prayer prayer sheet. She sent it to her sister, who actually was being the caregiver for her children while she was incarcerated. And her sister was so excited that she joined the Moms in Prayer group for the school that her niece and nephew were going to. And another thing too, is many of these women, and particularly in my state prison, all of them, either they go to work or they go to school. They are busy 24/7. They all have jobs. They work all through the night. Some work in the morning. And many of them go to school, get their GEDs. And some of them are going even actually to Bible school. They're taking classes to become ministers or pastors. And so when they see their friends can't come because they're working or going to school, they ask me to bring extra sheets, which I always do. And they take these sheets back to their pods and their units, and they meet with these moms and pray with them that night. And so within our Moms in Prayer group, we have all these other little Moms in Prayer groups going on throughout the prison. Mm. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is. Leanne, how did you get into this ministry? What's your story?
Well, I had been in Moms in Prayer for a long time, and I got an email from our state coordinator asking women to consider starting a Moms in Prayer group at the local prison. And I was busy. I had a senior that year, and you know how busy that can be. And I just really kind of clicked on it and ignored it. I didn't even really pray about it or think about it. But the next year, with my oldest away at college, life was getting a little bit easier. And I really had been praying about what did God want me to do. And I got another email They were still looking to start this group. So I really read the email and wow, it just hit me. What could I do for my children if I was incarcerated? And I just could not get that off my mind. What would I feel like I could do? What could I do but pray? And so then I just could not get it off my mind and started investigating and have been praying with moms in prisons ever since. So I guess I would tell moms who feel a tug on their heart right now to start praying about, is this something God wants you to do? I had never really aspired to it, but God put it on my heart. And now it's literally the favorite day of the week is the day I go to prison. Mm-hmm. So it blesses me over and over again. We think we're going in to help other women, and to hear them pray for my children is priceless.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, these do become your moms in prayer groups. This is not just you praying for them, but there's a reverse ministry that's happening with moms in prayer liaisons too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We get so many blessings as volunteers going in. It's kind of unexpected when we first start out, but now God has something for us every time we go in there. It's just beautiful.
I didn't tell you this, but when I was at headquarters for one of the first times, Susan Bagnell is the executive assistant to Sally Burke. And she said, Lee, look what we got today. And I walked over to her desk and there was an envelope from an inmate. And I would know those envelopes anywhere because, like I've told you, I have a brother who's incarcerated. And so immediately she was like, this mom is so thankful for the Moms in Prayer ministry. I just think that's so rich. And I just pray that there are moms listening today who are kicking around this idea that maybe God has more for them. Maybe they're the ones who are supposed to go in jail and help bring peace to mama's hearts. Go ahead, Leanne.
I was just going to say too, as you consider this and pray about it, and try to get some women to go along with you. They don't have to be moms that know anything about moms in prayer. When I started my teams to go in, most of the women that went in with me had never even been to a moms in prayer group before, but they just had a heart to pray, and they had a heart that God was calling them into prison. And so they came alongside and of course grew to love the four steps of prayer. So really it's just someone who has a heart to pray.
Nancy, I love that. What would you have a woman do today if she's thinks that she might be feeling that tug on her spirit?
Well, we'd love to hear from her. We can be reached on the email at prison@momsinprayer.org, and then we'll find a time to talk and pray together about whether God is leading them to this ministry. And if so, what type of facility might be a good fit for them? Because prison groups, for example, are more traditional, since women are there for years, but jails tend to be transient. So there's more of a teaching component with new women entering the group. So for anyone wanting to join or start a prison ministry team, they can contact us and we provide materials and information and mentoring and ongoing support. Our prayer team prays for them too. So no one goes in alone.
I love that. No, they don't need to be afraid of this process either, because that's part of your job, right, Nancy, is to help them figure out if this is for them or not.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely. Because we believe that God calls women. He raises them up. He equips them and he leads where he wants them to go. And he opens just the right facility for them and for the other women who are going in there with them.
Well, I have seen women front and center who have been changed by this ministry by going in. Over and over, they tell me, we're the ones who are changed as we go in. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Val, I know you have something you want to say. Go ahead.
I do agree with what Nancy's been saying, is that some women may be fearful about going into a jail or a prison. And we can understand that, because when we first started, we were very apprehensive too. But once we visited and went in, the Lord just took all that fear away. If it may not work, that maybe the jail is not specifically close by or they just can't. We've seen women that have come out of prisons that go into Bridgetown churches where they have shelters, where they kind of the stepping stone back before they get right into society. And we have moms in prayer groups now going in these facilities, work centers, or it's that halfway step before going right back into society to give them that extra confidence and that boost that they need. So we have Moms in Prayer going into there. And sometimes those facilities, many moms are feeling more comfortable doing that, but they're all incarcerated moms that were incarcerated, that are still on parole. And so they all come under that same umbrella.
Just want to throw in here that over the years in our family, we've walked through lots of different incarceration options. And unfortunately, we've been in lots of different kinds of jails and prisons and rehab facilities, and each one is a little different. But when God puts that call in your life, there is nothing to be afraid of. Nancy, as we wrap up our time together, would you pray for the women that are listening?
Sure. Oh, Lord God, we praise you for having compassion on all you have made. We love how you work through this ministry to reach incarcerated mothers and their children, how you transform their hearts and their lives. We thank you for all the blessings that you give to us as volunteers and how you do take away our fears. And you just make us soldiers into this mission field, Heavenly Father. And you equip us and you raise us up and you open these doors for Moms in Prayer. And we also thank you for the Moms in Prayer group. These mothers start in their communities when they are released. You just have a grand design for this entire ministry, Lord, and we are so grateful. We join together in asking that if you are tugging on the hearts of any women, that they respond, because we offer such a great ministry for these women and for our volunteers as we receive so many blessings. And we ask that you keep our existing prison ministry team strong, Heavenly Father, and you continue to raise up volunteers so that we can bring Moms in Prayer to every incarcerated mother and their children. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, you guys, so much for being with us today. Well, there I went crying again. This ministry is so, so important. In fact, the night before I recorded this episode, I just happened to have a flyer put in my box by Forgotten Man Ministries. Our local jail chaplain had sent us a letter. Does God see us, friends? Does he know what we're doing and what we're going through? You bet he does. If you're interested in learning more about taking Moms in Prayer to incarcerated women near you, email prison@momsinprayer.org. And you can always listen to my friend Kate's story about God calling her to jail ministry. That was episode 47. Don't worry, all that will be in our show notes for today's episode, and the links that you need are on the blog at momsinprayer.org. Before we check out for today, would you consider giving a donation of any size to the ministry of Moms in Prayer? Isn't it obvious to you that this ministry is changing lives? Me too. You can do that easily on our website, or you can text the word steward to 41444. It's that easy. Text the word steward to 41444. Go ahead, pick up your phone, try it. We are a nonprofit ministry, and there's so much more we'd love to be able to do. Would you join us in bringing hope to children's schools and mamas around the globe? You can donate on our website or through the phone by texting 41444. Steward. Remember that. Moms are making the difference. Moms who remember other broken, aching moms and carry them to Jesus. Moms just like you. See you next week.